Detroit. The name is Ken Kilo Echo November. That's the other end of the state in Pennsylvania. The ESAR number is 30301. A very good 9+ here in Easton this afternoon. And I might add that I think you're running VOX and it's a little bit tight. You're chopping on and off there. I don't know if you want to increase the sensitivity a little bit. Sometimes it's chopping some of your words there. Well, a very, very nice day here. It's already up to 78 degrees. I live up the side of the mountain here, so imagine down the valley it's a little bit warmer yet. So I won't hold it very long, and good to hear you. I think it's our first contact with you as a net controller. So with that, we'll say 73 to you there, and we'll hit you again another time. Kilowatt Mike 3 Fox, back to net control.
Okay, Ken. Well, thank you very much for the tip. Actually, that was my fault. I, in my eagerness to be quick, I have a tendency to do that. So thank you very, very much for pointing that out. I know where Ethan is. I just want to know if you still got Dixie Cup there. Over.
No, that's gone a long time ago. The building has been empty for quite a few years.
Okay. I was hoping maybe the company was still there. I used to pass it all the time when I drove down Route 22. So there you go. All right, well, you have a great day. Thanks a lot for checking East Cars. I have you at 30301. And anything else we can do for you, over?
No, that's it. Thank you for taking the call.
Okay, well, thank you and appreciate it very much. Let's head over to N3TU. Go.
This is N3 Tango United, N3TU. Good afternoon here, Louis. My name is Greg, Golf Romeo Echo Golf, and we're located down here in Newark, Delaware. Newark, Delaware. Good signal. You're about at 15 over 9 here. And I just want to let you know the other station from Canada was Victor Alpha 3. Golf Foxtrot Yankee, I copied him. Golf Foxtrot Yankee. And we're just checking out this G5RV. We got it up a lot higher, took it down for some maintenance, and we're just giving it a run right now there, over.
Well, first of all, your G5RV is doing fine. You're one of the loudest signals on the band today. I've had a noise here, had a lot of difficulty. So you are doing just great, Greg. And, how far are you from the university, over?
Oh, I can walk. I can walk down to the deer park down there. I can walk down there. But we're just running 100 watts. I don't even have the amplifier on rail, but I just wanted to tether over.
Okay, well, you're doing great with it. I think it's working fine. Do you have an East Cars number, Greg?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, we always welcome everybody, so great to have you today. Thank you very, very much for coming up on East. Anything we can do for you today, over?
Okay, nothing further. Appreciate it. You helped a lot there. I just was trying to get a see if this thing was working. We got, like I said, a lot higher and put a plumbing system on there and using brake rotors as a counterweight there. So it's floating in the air. So I'm real happy that you got back to me. And I'm hearing everybody all the way up to Canada. Good change here. 73, my friend. Take I'll talk to you later. N3 Tango United.
Okay, well, here you, and thanks a lot for coming today on East Car. This is K3 Quebec and November Tango, K3QNG for East Cars, East Coast Amateur Service. Anybody, anywhere.
Kilo on 1, Whiskey, Norway. Kilo number 1, Whiskey, Norway.
K1 Whiskey, Norway. Good afternoon. My name is Lloyd. What's yours?
Yeah, the name here is Bill Bravo India Lima Lima Lloyd. And we're about 10 miles south of Boston. The name of the town is Braintree. Brand new, your head tree in your backyard. And Ken, if you're still listening, Ken, you were a solid 5'9". You're about a 5'5", Lloyd. 5'5". But nice to hear the band open this hour of the day. Over.
Okay, good, Bill. Well, I think you're doing fine up here today. Got a lot of noise down here, so the wireless stations are breaking through the noise, and I think you've got a good signal, but I just got murderous noise here. Is anybody I'm hearing? I've got you in Massachusetts. Is that right, Bill?
Roger, 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 roger. Okay, 7-3, stay safe. Everybody on the net, stay safe. And we'll check in another day with you. Lloyd, back to you from K1WN.
Bill, thanks again for checking in. Appreciate it. K1WN signed. This is K3QNT, K3 Quebec, and November Tango for East Coast. We're going to take another shot here at getting some mobiles. Any mobiles, mobiles only, K3QNT. Any relays on the mobile? Okay, this is K3QNT for East Cars. Anybody, anywhere?
Hello,
the four station. The four station. Try it again. Boy, well, the noise is still winning up here, so we're going to try that again. I have a four station, that's all I'm getting. I can't get the rest of the call yet, so let's try it one more time. The four station again, this is K3QNT. Can anybody give me a relay on the four station? I've just got him through down the mud, I can't hear him.
NAAD relay.
Yeah, go ahead, relay.
W4 Papa Tango Papa, you're on eCars. Go ahead now, please. W4 Papa Tango Papa, can you hear me? You're on the eCars net. Go ahead, over. You are on the eStars net. You're checked in. Over. All right. Stick around, Pat. You got a Q3S2 signal into Erie, Pennsylvania. Over. Lightning crash. I had a lightning crash and I missed what you said. Say it again.
You're 5-7-50-70.
All right. I guess that's outside of supply someplace. All right. Thank you for the the report. W4PTP, Pat, in North Carolina, N8 Alpha Delta. We're clear. Over.
Roger, roger.
Go ahead, there, number one.
Okay, Lynn, thank you very much, and thank you, W4PTP. I'm sorry I'm not able to hear you better, but I think it's Patrick or Pat. So, Pat, you have a great day, and thanks a lot for checking in to East Car. This is East Car, East Coast Amateur Radio Service. 7255. My name is Lloyd, like Lloyd's of London. I am located in Bedford County, Pennsylvania. Anybody, anywhere for East Coast? AD052.
Alpha Charlie.
The K3 Alpha Charlie. My name is Lloyd. What's yours?
Good afternoon, Lloyd, and to everybody on East Cars. I'm number 3660. My name is Bob Boston Ocean Boston. We are in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, on the other end of the state from you. You have a beautiful signal into southeastern Pennsylvania this afternoon. You're hitting about 20 over 9, and we have a sunny day, and it's up to 84 degrees. Unbelievable. Went from wintertime to summertime. Anyway, back to net control. This is K3AC.
Okay, good to hear you, Bob. Thank you very much for coming up on East Charge today. You also have a nice signal here from Yardley. I've been in Yardley several times. Actually, I've been in Yardley a lot. But anyway, it's good to hear you today, and I wish you well. Anything we can do for you here at East Charge,
Well, other than the winning Mega Millions numbers, not really. You continue on there, doing a nice job. We'll be on the side here. We have no traffic. Next time you're in Yardley, give me a call. I'm actually in Morrisville, right next door. Thanks again, Lloyd, and have a nice weekend. Stay safe. K3QNT and then K3AC.
Okay, well, that's great. Yeah, I used to do a lot of work up there all over Bucks County for a while. I did some consulting work for the radio station in Doylestown. That's how I know about Bucks as well as I do. So good to hear you. And I hope you have a great day. And thanks a lot for checking in. We've got your East Coast number and you're all set. So thanks again, Bob, for checking in.
Okay, Lloyd, real good. And, we're originally from Philly. We're about 30 miles northeast of there, near the old Langhorne Motor Speedway, if you remember that from years ago. Okay, 73, Lloyd, and carry on. This is K3AC, clear and listening.
Okay, great. Good to hear you, Bob, and you have a wonderful day. This is K3QNT for East Cars, East Coast Amateur Radio Service. Your net control this hour is K3 Quebec, November Tango, K3QNT. I am located in the Allegheny Mountains of Pennsylvania, Bedford County, Pennsylvania, about 25 miles north of the state of Maryland and about 25 miles south of Altoona. So give you some idea of where we are. This is K3QNT, anybody anywhere for East Coast. Okay, I've got W3NRL. Good afternoon. My name is Lloyd.
Good evening, Lloyd. Name there is Nick. We're dropping from the range just outside Philadelphia.
Okay, Nick, what's the name of your town again? I didn't get it the first time.
Yes, I'm just off of, I'm from the airport. I'm not too far from the airport. I'm in the town, Ridley Township, Ed.
Okay, did you say Ridley Township?
That's correct, Ridley Township.
Okay, well, I know Ridley Township. I know all those Ridley Raiders are crazy people. Over.
Yeah, I'm one of them. Okay, Lloyd,
oh, good to hear you, Nick. Just before you run off, are you an E-Car member, over? Do you have an E-Car number by any chance, Nick, over?
To be honest with you, I checked in with you guys a long time ago, and it's been a while, so I do.
Okay, well, I can look that up easily enough. Well, you have a great day, and thanks for checking the E-Car. Appreciate it.
Okay, Lloyd, thanks a lot. 73.
And say all the law and all those Ridley Raiders. Or the Green Raiders, right?
That's it. You got it now. Okay, take care, my friend.
Okay, well, I'll say hello to the Green Raiders. This is K3QNT, Pillow Tree, Quebec, November Tango for East Cars, East Coast Amateur Radio Service. Anybody anywhere?
Kill Bravo 1, Delta Bravo 1, Delta Oscar.
I got a station way down the grass there, and I guess if you could try that again, I'm having a very tough time here, so try it again and do it nice and slow.
Bravo 1, Delta, Delta.
I'm sorry, old man. I just kind of pulled you through the noise. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good signal, but my noise here is 5/9 at the moment. So if you're not 5/9, I'm not hearing you. So you're probably coming in here just fine. So if you'll hang on, we might be able to pick it up again in a few minutes. The band is changing rather rapidly, and we have found that to be the case. So I'll stand by for you in a few minutes. This is K3QNT for East Cars, East Coast Amateur Radio Service. Anybody anywhere? Okay, this I have November 4, Juliet Papa Kilo, N4GPK, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. You got it right, Lloyd. Tell him, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I was just trying to find you there, John. Okay, I've got you in North Carolina. Is that right, John? Okay, John. Yeah, you're doing fine. As I said, I have a very high noise level here today. So if I'm hearing you at all, that means that you're probably coming up there rather well. But it's good to hear you from North Carolina. I think you're in Boone. And how, you have a warm day. We're having a warm day everywhere here. You too? Okay, John, well, thanks a lot for checking into EastCar. Is there anything we can do for you today, over?
Not right now. I'm just checking into the second in the center, and I know the problem is more right now. But I'll be back with you again sometime. N4JPK here, 73 and be safe.
Well, same to you, John. You're doing a great job with your new antenna. I think your antenna is going to work out just fine. So thank you again for doing that. This is K3 Quebec at November Tango. K3 QNT for East Coast.
Kilo Bravo 1 Oscar Delta Oscar. Alpha 2 Sierra Lima Romeo.
Alpha Alpha 1 Tango Alpha.
Okay, I've got a couple of you there. I've got a Kilo Bravo 4. The Kilo Bravo 4 again. Do I have a Kilo Bravo 4? A Kilo Bravo 4 again? Okay, I'm not hearing a WA2. I've got a WA2 again.
That's WAT Sierra Lima Romeo.
Okay, I've got WA2 Sierra Lima Romeo. I think that's right. My name is Lloyd. What's yours?
My name is Jerry. Walt Easy Romeo, Romeo Yankee. Located in Rockaway, Northern New Jersey. 201-37. Back on these cars after a decade. Over.
Okay, Jerry, we got you. Thank you very much for checking in. I got you 201-37, and good to hear you today. And from Northern New Jersey, I think you said you're in Rockaway. I pass all those signs all the time that say Rockaway on the New Jersey Turnpike, but I have not had the honor of going to Rockaway yet, and I will next time I'm up there. So, Jerry, anything we can do for you, over?
It's a lovely day, approaching 80 degrees right now. Yeah, from the Turnpike, it's about 40 miles to get to Rockaway, New Jersey. And we're halfway across between Pennsylvania, Poconos, and New York City. On the mountaintops, we can see Manhattan from here, but that's good enough to see it from 45 miles away to the places we have to go. Back to net. Thanks very much for keeping the net going. WA2SLR 73.
73, you too, Jerry, and thanks for the geography lesson. I thought you were closer to the pike than that, so now I know where you are. So you have a good day, and thank you very, very much for checking in. This is K3, Quebec and November Tango for East Cars. Anybody, anywhere.
November 8, Uniform Papa, Uniform Papa.
Sector Echo.
Kilo 2 again.
Kilo 2.
Yeah, this noise level's killing me. I've got a Kilo 2. I'm not getting the rest of your call yet, but we're gonna get it. So just give me your call again, nice and slow. The Kilo 2 again. I've got Kilo 2 Yankee question mark Sierra. Give me the rest.
Kilo 2 Yankee Sierra. Yeah, for 1x2 call.
Okay, thank you. K2YS. I've got you. You're pretty weak, but I'm going to try to pull you through here. This is K3 QAT. What is your name?
My name is Matt. M-A-T-T. Mike Alpha Tango Tango.
Matt's name is Matt.
Okay. Matt. we've got you. I understand you're in New York State, so Matt, good to hear you today. Thanks for coming up on East Coast. I think this noise situation is getting worse here instead of better. I was hoping it might kind of improve a little bit. But thank you very, very much for checking the East Coast. Good to hear you, Matt. And is there anything we can do from you for you from New York State?
Negative. QRU.
Okay, Matt, I understand you're QRU. And AD, thanks a lot for all this help you've been giving me. I really appreciate it.
I got a couple more if you want me to relay.
I would love you to relay. Relay what?
AA1 Tango Alpha, go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Lenny. This is AA1TA, John in Queens Street, New York. C-car is 2384, and it's approaching 80 degrees here. Thank you, Lenny.
What is your real number?
2384.
How long have you been on e-cars?
Too long.
Seriously, how long, John?
Oh, a long time, Lenny.
WB2RTA time?
Yes.
Man, you're older than we are. John, welcome back. How many times have you been back in the last month?
Zero.
Oh, you're home. All right. AA1TA, good man. Queensbury, New York. Is that the four Queens up in New York State?
One word. We're 200 miles from the Big Apple. Over.
Roger. Nice signal into Erie, John. You got to have heart. Over.
Thank you. Nothing for the net. Just sitting here sweating. Sitting into the net. Over.
Yeah, roger, John. All right. AA1TA. Do you hear him at all there, net control man? You don't hear me, do you? All right, Lloyd, AA1TA, he's got you beat by 2384. He's Queensbury, New York. ODO in one land, one KB1 ODO. Can you hear me?
Thanks for picking me up. Kilo Bob, one Oscar Delta Oscar, Andy in Vermont. 1883 lifetime on the roster. No calls. Thanks for picking me up. Back to you, Len.
You sounded good down here, Andy. I didn't want you to go unnoticed. Castleton, Vermont, 1883. Everybody's got these low numbers. Anybody want Andy? No, Delta Papa Delta, you're down in the weak side today. Can you hear me, Bob? K1DPD, N8AD. Who is it, Kilo Quebec 4? I missed your suffix. Kilo Quebec 4, only? VA3 Golf Oscar, do we have short range today? Over. VA3 Golf Oscar, last call. All right, they took off in a huff. Net control, can you hear me now? Hey, Lloyd. Audio, I don't know what's going on here.
Bad storm, that's what.
Hello.
Took off in a hop.
Can you hear me? Anybody?
Kilo Bravo 1, Delta Papa.
I got a problem of some sort. Back to you, Lloyd. Over.
Back to you, Lloyd.
Yeah, I got something weird happening. Thank you. N8AD, we're clear. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Okay, Len, thank you very, very much for running the stations for me. I was having a tough time with all of them. My noise condition here is a bit acute today. But thank you again very much for the assist. This is K3QNT for East Cars, East Coast Amateur Radio Service. We operate all day, every day here on East Cars on 7255. If you'd like to visit our website, it's ECARS7255.com. There you can learn how easy and inexpensive it is to be a member. So if you want to become a member of East Cars, just visit the website, ECARS7255.com, and the world will come to you. This is K3QNT for East Cars, East Coast Amateur Radio Service. Any mobiles, mobiles only. Any relays on the mobile?
Okay.
actually way down the grass. I think it's a 3. It's a Mobile. Come again. Over. The November 3. I think I got a November 3 Mobile. Give me your whole call. Sorry, old man, I'm just not able to pull you through all this hash and noise I'm getting, but I've got a November 3 Mobile. If you can try that again, K3QNG. Len, are you able to hear the Mobile station? Old man, I'll tell you what you do. If you come back in about 2 or 3 minutes, we'll try this again. The band is changing that swiftly, and we may be able to get you there. So the November 3 Mobile, we'll try one more time, see if I can hear you this time. K3QNT, go. Well, I'm sorry I can't hear you, but that's just the way it's going to be today. The conditions aren't that great to begin with, but I'm getting a lot of noise here. This is K3, Quebec at November Tango, K3QNT, for East Coast, East Coast Amateur Radio Service. Anybody, anywhere.
November 8, Uniform Papa. WCCSU.
I've got W2 Charlie Fox, Quebec, is that right?
Charlie Sugar Queen, Sugar.
Okay, my name is Lloyd, like Lloyd's of London. What's yours?
Name is Dick, membership number 20151.
Okay, Dick, well, thank you very much for coming up on the net today. Where are you located, Dick?
Hudson, New York, south of Albany. What was your call again, Lloyd?
It's Kilo 3, Quebec, November Tango. Kilo 3, Quebec, November Tango. I'm due south of you here in Bedford, Pennsylvania, the middle of the state. Ever?
Sounds good. Okay, let's continue on. How's my signal? You're strong. You're about 15, 20 over.
Well, you're very strong, and I'll tell you, strong signals are a rarity today, so I really appreciate being able to hear you. I have a big noise level here, but you're just pounding right over.
Okay, great. Yeah, you're 15 over here, Lloyd, and I'm running about a kilowatt. All right, have a good one. Good luck. Back to Nick. Dick W2CSQ here. Have a good one.
Okay, Dick, thanks for checking in, and thank you for your 20151 from Hudson. Great to hear you today, and thanks again. This is K3 Quebec at November Tango for East Cars. Anybody, anywhere.
Kilo,
the November 8 again.
Hey, Roger, November 8, Uniform Papa, NAQP. Name is Joe, and the East Cars number is 8272. Roger.
Okay. Hello, Joe. How are you? NAQP. East Car, I think you have to use 1872. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. And where are you located, Joe? Over.
We're over here about 30 miles east of Cleveland, Ohio. 30 miles east of Cleveland.
Okay, well, you're one of the stations I can really hear well today, and that's saying something because I've got this horrendous noise level. But thank you so much for checking in today, Joe, and good to hear you. And anything I can do for you today on East Coast, River?
No, nothing else. Thanks for picking me up, and thanks for the net. Carry on. I won't tie it up. Back to net, 73NAUP.
Well, I hope you get untied soon, and you have a nice day, and stay safe. I hope everybody gets through all this well. NAUP sign. This is K3 Quebec, November Tango, K3QNT for East Cars. Anybody, anywhere.
Kilo Delta 2, Quebec, Mike Zoom.
The Kilo something, Mike.
Kilo Delta 2, Quebec, Michael Zulu. My name is Victor in Syracuse, New York.
Well, all I'm getting thus far is a Kilo Delta. The Kilo Delta, yeah?
Kilo Delta 2, Quebec, Michael Zulu. Syracuse, New York. My name is Victor.
I've got Kilo Delta 2, Mike, but I don't think I've got the whole call sign ever.
Kilo Delta 2, Quebec, Mike Zulu.
Okay, thank you for your patience. I got you that time. Noise is murder here. GD2QMZ, a very good afternoon to you. My name is Lloyd, like Lloyds of London. What's your name?
My name is Victor. My name is Victor in Syracuse, New York. Victor in Syracuse, New York. Back to you.
It's Vic in Syracuse. Audio.
Okay, Victor, we've got you. I'm sorry I had so much trouble hearing you. Good afternoon to you. KD2QMZ. This is K3QNT. Are you an East Cars member, Victor, over?
That's a negative. I'm here in Syracuse, New York, Kilo Delta 2, Queen Michael Zulu. My name is Victor, Syracuse, New York. Back to you.
Okay, Victor, well, the signals are not good into Syracuse today. I'm just have a lot of noise down here in central Pennsylvania, but I want to thank you very much for checking into East Cars, and hope you have as pleasant a day as everybody else does. Ever?
Well, thank you for picking up my signal. 73.
73, you as well, Victor. Thank you very much for checking in. This is East Cars, East Coast Amateur Radio Service on 7255. This net operates all day, every day. And East Cars is particularly fond of mobiles, so we're going to look for some mobiles. Any mobiles at all, mobiles only, K3QNT. Okay, nothing heard. This is K3QNT for East Cars. Anyone, anywhere.
K9JYE.
Romeo Golf.
I've got a Kilo Charlie, again.
Kilo Charlie 2, Romeo Golf Whiskey.
Okay, I think I got that. Kilo Charlie 2, Romeo Golf Whiskey. My name is Lloyd. What is yours?
Yeah, good afternoon, Lloyd. My name is Chris, and I'm in southern New Hampshire to have you at about the F8. I just wanted to pop in and say hello. If you're having issues with noise, if you would pick me up. I'm just curious, you running an old boat anchor? What are you running for a radio there, Lloyd?
Okay, I think it's Chris. Hello, Chris. How are you today? Good to hear you. And I've got you in New York. I think you're near New York. So good to hear you today, Chris. And thanks a lot for checking into East Cars. Do you have an East Cars number, Chris? Over.
I do not, sir. No, I don't.
Okay, Chris. Well, it's great to hear you today. And is there anything we can do for you on the net today? Over.
No, sir. Just enjoy the afternoon and have a great weekend, Lloyd. 73KC2RGW.
Yeah, Chris, you just took a deep fade. I didn't get any of that. So if there's something you're trying to tell me again. Over.
Negative. Over. KC2RGW.
ESQRU.
Okay, thank you. Your QRU. Okay, got it. Well, thank you very much. And everybody, you have a great day. We got about a minute left here on my shift, so I'm going to look for some more check-ins, and then I'm going to take off for the day. So anybody wants to check in, anywhere, anyhow, this is K3QNT.
K3QNT.
The Whiskey Bravo 4. Whiskey Bravo 4 again.
Whiskey Bravo 4, Tango Vista Kilo, Vic, Northern Kentucky, over.
The Whiskey Bravo 4, I knew you were in there, and I can hear you, and but every time you give your call sign, the QSB just comes and snatches you away, so let's try one more time. Give me your whole call sign.
The whole call is Whiskey Bravo 4, Tango Victor Kilo, over.
I've got Whiskey Bravo 4, Tango Victor. Is it kilowatt?
QSL, kilowatt.
Okay, Whiskey Bravo 4, Tango Victor Kilo, is that right?
Affirmative.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm still not hearing your reply. Is kilo correct?
Yes, kilo. Whiskey Bravo 4, Tango Victor Kilo.
Okay, we got you. Yeah, it's been a struggle for everybody today. Thank you very, very much for your patience. My name is Lloyd, like Lloyds of London. What is your name?
Same here as Vic, Victor India Charles, 40065 on the roster, and we're located in northern Kentucky, over.
Okay, Vic, we got you that time. You came up a little bit on your 40065. We got that. And thank you very much for checking in. And anything we can do for you here on East Charge, over?
Nah, no traffic. I'm going to sit here and listen for a while, over.
Okay, Vic, well, you have a super day, and thank you very, very much for checking in the net. And I want to thank everybody that's been on the net today for being so patient with me. We've had a tough time pulling some of the signals through. And a particular big thanks to N8AD who assisted me earlier. Everybody have a super day. Time's up for me, but I'll talk to you soon, and there may be another net control in right behind me here. So this is K3 Quebec in November Tango, Bedford, Pennsylvania, clear.
Here's Jeffrey.
Knock knock.
I got a knock knock joke for anybody. Somebody started out. Who's there? Here's Jeffrey. Alright, here's Jeffrey. I can't go on like this much more. Hello? Somebody call Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Let's go. See, the band gets good and the good get going. Gonna let Central stick. I don't work Cubans, Mahmoud. WA1 Golf X-Ray Canadian, N8 Alpha Delta, can you hear me? Vernon, can you hear me? Can anybody hear N8 Alpha Delta? That's me.
N8 Alpha Delta,
RGW, thank you, Vic. I don't know what's going on, but nobody can understand me, evidently. I'm speaking English, over.
You're fine. 120 in the Kentucky, no problem.
Erlanger, I'll tell you, I don't know what's going on, but I'm having trouble pulling teeth.
Well, that guy 53 shut up for a minute and try to hear a lot more.
We should take a ride out there, you and me. You're a big guy, right?
No, I'm a little guy.
How big is your rifle?
It's about 30-30.
That's big enough. That's probably what it's going to take, huh? I don't know. It's a tough world out here today. WB4TVK, you're strong up at the Erie, too. My amplifier blew up and can't figure out what's the problem.
Oh, wow. NADL, WB4TVK. Well, you got my signal in Northern Kentucky. No problem whatsoever.
Yeah, okay. Can you do me a favor? Would you call Kilo, Charlie Oscar 6, Zulu Victor. Kilo, Charlie Oscar 6, nah, forget it. Charlie Oscar 6, Zulu Victor, no, I can't copy. I don't use Echolink. Over. All right. Hello, hi, N8AD, where are you, Jeff?
Hello, Jeffrey.
Good luck is hard to find. N8 Alpha Delta QSY to 5T. Anybody still here? Man, it's like Friday the 13th out here. NAAD 55.
NAAD W1 Bravo Charlie.
BCC. I remember you from before when I couldn't remember what BCC stood for.
Blind carbon copy, sir.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I do more email than I do regular mail now, Benny.
Yeah. It's a different world we live in, for sure, isn't it? been sitting here for a while listening. As always, you're probably 10 over or in that neighborhood. Beautiful signal.
Yeah, but 10 over what? That's like saying it's 10 times better.
Well, you know, someday I'm going to sit down and try to figure out exactly what the decibel is all about.
It's something my high school math teacher made up because it's not really real. It's like a log. Do you ever use that?
Yeah, right. you give me one of those quadratic equation problems and I start looking like a deer in the headlights.
We used to have a girl really sexy for a 14-year-old, you know, early development, stuff like that. Her name was Kathy Imhoff, and she gave us all a natural log. Over.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Hey, look, I got to go. I'm making myself crazy trying to get a HF mobile antenna working. I'm in and out. I had a huge stash of ham sticks and mystery coils and whips and stuff, and I still don't seem to have anything that'll either get going on 7 megahertz or 5. I hate to have to spend any money, so I'm going to keep wheedling. This is W1 Bravo Charlie. I'll catch you another time.
You know, I've had that same problem, Bradford. What do you go by, Brad or Bradford or Dull?
Well, I prefer Brad because Bradford is usually like it's a traffic stop, I'm being prosecuted in court, or it's an unpleasant medical procedure.
If you were a black guy, you'd use Bradford, but you're a Caucasian, so it's Brad, right?
Now, come on. I was named Bradford, frankly, because I suppose you could say I'm a serious white guy. I'm like a double Mayflower descendant. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what. You better get outside and work on that car antenna. I have a problem. I won't stay on my car, and it just never worked. Can you offer any solution?
Hey, I've never had a mobile rig until about an hour ago. I got the VHF, UHF portion of it working, but I shouldn't say that. I've got a 30-meter ham stick. Not particularly useful to me. I'll figure it out. Hey, I gotta go. W1BCC, catch you later.
I get 5 feet down the driveway and the antenna would always fall off the car. You know, the mag mounts, I kept increasing the magnet size and could not keep it more than 5 feet down the driveway. It just would not work on that Corvette.
All right. Yet another apocryphal story from you, sir. This is W1BCC. Catch you another time.
All right, Mr. Winchester and AD. Quack, quack, quack. Is this the guy from One Land and Two Land? Who is it? I can't hear you. I can't hear you now because that guy on 53.5. Why don't you go punch him in the nose? Are you dressed yet or are you in the Cadillac?
I'm not in the Cadillac today, but I'm in the Murphy.
Jesus, what a sight for sore eyes, I'll tell you.
I bought an old cop car, man, and people see me coming now. I took the hubcaps off and put on black caps and they all run their eyes.
You're a barrel of monkeys, I'll tell you.
Nice 2003 Mercury Grand Marquis
boogies on.
Do you get free donuts if you pull in?
No, I got a VA truck. The
those suckers will move, won't they? It probably does like 160, doesn't it?
Oh, man, it goes like crazy. I have to put a transmission on it.
You were gay. Remember when you were gay, you had the lapsus in that car?
God, I'm gay. I was in the hospital for a month. I forgot all about that. Thanks for reminding me.
You were gay and you blew it.
Well, you never know. There's always silence.
There's plenty of space here for everybody.
There's not a spot where God is not, my friend.
What are those dogs that the gay guys like, and they'd always lapsoasses, right?
Well, I don't know what they like. I've never hung out with them.
Didn't you have a Carmen Gia?
Yeah, I have Carmen Gia, but that was California, that's a woman's car. It's called a USC car.
I know that. The gay guys used to drive them, too.
I didn't know that. Out here, I had the opportunity to get one for. I worked on a guy and trained him the work I was doing, and he gave it to me. It was pissed up when I got it. It was pretty bent up.
You know, we should go out in a finale, a grand finale. You and me on the boardwalk out on the Pacific Coast, don't you think?
Well, if I hit the lottery, you'll hear a purple helicopter come over your mouth. I know you put a new roof on it, but you'll be able to hear it, and you'll know it's me.
A purple helicopter?
Yeah, of course. You got to have this flamboyant if you got millions of dollars.
I'll tell you. Life is but a dream. Who broke? Go ahead.
Hey, Lenny, go fly a kite.
I do it, but I ain't got your skill at pulling string, you know?
Okay, Lenny. Say good afternoon to you. I could hear you the other day when you was on e-cars, and hear you today fine. So,
hi to you.
How do you friend? Center tap coil.
It's like God pulled the ribbon or something. The band just snapped back in 24 hours, didn't it?
Have a good afternoon. Yeah, hopefully we'll be back to normal next year. ATA-XZ, this is Whiskey 8, Bravo India, QRZ.
Whiskey Bravo 3, Delta Hotel.
Awesome. Hello? Track in there, and we should be ready to go. AD2CM.
Is that your compartment? Can you stand up, or are you bent over, or how hard is it to work down there?
It's let's say that all the space is pretty much used. The helm station and all, it opens up like from the stern of the boat up, and it gives you, I can stand up in there. There's like a center hatchway, I can stand up there, but, the engines fill up most of that engine bay. If you drop a wrench or a bolt or something like that, you need a magnet to go find it because not a lot of room there to get your hands around there. AD2CM.
All right, very good. Well, at least you got it running. That's a big thing. You certainly want that to occur. This is a diesel, right? So does it have glow plugs or anything, or what?
No, there's no preheater on it or anything. She pops right off. Maybe one revolution of the engine. I mean, you turn the key and I don't know how long it. Maybe one revolution of the engine. She fires right off. So, I mean, the compression obviously is very good on it, and And now that the fuel delivery is good, she fires right off. Even when it's freezing cold outside, it pops right off, no problem. ADTCM.
So I think it uses compression ignition?
Yeah, yeah, we don't need any glow plugs, anything like that. Most of the four-stroke diesels don't use the glow plugs anymore. I did have, years back, I had a 29 Topaz with Volvo diesels, and they had a position on the key, which was the heater, you know, the glow plug position. But what happened, when you started the engine, you come back, there was like three positions. Run, start was always to the right. So people would come back and they'd bring it back to the run position, and sometimes they'd bring it back to the glow plug position, which still let the engine run.
Forget about
you. They'd burn them plugs off, or burn them glow plugs off, and they'd fall down and get caught in the valves and the top of the piston. So everybody disconnected them. They didn't need them anymore.
Can hear you at all.
Goes right off, no problem.
Some of the stations I hear
Well, this sound is like they twin. They got voice twin.
That's ZDR.
Yeah, who it is.
Yeah, hello, brother.
How you doing, Jim? How are you doing, Jeff? Doing that? I've just been here messing around here. I thought I had to keep up and aggravate you a little bit. Got Terry on. This is KK4 ZDR.
Hey, Booker.
Yes, sir.
You ain't mad because I called you Scott, are you? I didn't hear that.
He must be mad.
I think he's mad. Oh, look, they voice twins. I can't help it.
Yeah, he don't got wind in his job.
Yeah, get over it. That's what I say.
You know I had to do
that. No, I ain't mad, man. No, I ain't paying no attention to that. You brought me back to my people, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, you came in there and you said something, and it was just enough for me to say, ah, right, that's Scott. You and Scott sound alike.
All the things he said. Okay, yeah, I heard Scott in there today. But now, I think you said that he ain't mad about jobs for America. If we think I'm mad,
Good deal. That was a good shot. Okay. Well, good to talk to you. You don't need to pump it up. You got everything on you know, everything looking good, but I can hear DKE. Hey, Jimmy, I hear you real good now.
Yeah, I was bad. I had to turn Gilson May on, right.
Now you know better than that.
What
is
that, Jim?
Yeah, you know you can't come by here on this 7248 barefoot. On a day like today, oh my God.
Yeah, that's Joseph Mayo. She walk around here with a red dress on, right?
Wait a minute, I gotta turn my phone off. My dad going video camera keeps kicking out my box.
Yeah, your radio keying up your telephone.
The opposite. My telephone keyed up my radio.
Oh my God.
Okay, let me take that whiskey 08 Bravo. Oh, okay. You must be in Springfield, Ohio.
Yeah, Springfield, Ohio. How did you know that?
Because that's where I am. I am. Airport. Oh, I'm north of the airport by 5 miles.
Roger, you're closer to town, like on Martinsville?
Yeah, I'm right by Level Lane, just about a duck walk and three chicken feet.
Okay, I don't know where that is, but I don't know about that.
Oh, Okay, how are you operating? Are you supposed to be... Yeah, you don't have the antenna in the air, do you? Though they got some kind of limit or something on how high you put the antenna out there.
Yeah, I had to check with the FAA, but they had a TV tower. I mean, a TV antenna on the tower. They already had permission. I don't have to go call the 20-foot tower. And then, right now I'm talking about the side wall.
Oh, yeah, 20 foot, that ain't no big deal. You can go 20. You can't go, I think it was anything over 40 feet. You can't go over 40. Anyway, what kind of radio are you on?
I'm not sure. I'm on the side of the control tower. At one time, we were good.
Okay, yeah, it sounds like it's, I don't know, I don't even know how to say it. Maybe it's just because we're so close.
Okay, what does it sound like then?
I don't know how to explain it. Wait a minute. Hey, Jimmy, can you copy this guy up here in Springfield?
Yeah, we caught him. What type of mic you got on that radio?
I have a dream mic, and it's actually come by a static, but it's a dream mic.
Got a hollow sound to it, right? Oh man, yeah, a whole lot of that, right?
Hey, my name is Jeff, Juliet Echo, Foxtrot. Yeah, KC number 8, Bravo, Tango, Romeo.
Get off off 4, Bravo, Kilo, Echo, Helm, over. Kilo, Germany 4, Kilo, Germany 4, Bravo, Kilo, Echo, name is Jim, over. Yeah, I lost you. What happened?
For us up here, boy, that was just a piece of cake, right? Yep, for sure. Okay, are you in the club up here? Okay, yeah. Okay, good deal. All right, so you're not really, you don't really hang around the Cook County people. Okay, well, maybe I'll catch you out here. We'll talk about it a little bit more. All right, KB0, what's the rest of it? Okay, give it to me again. Bravo. Okay, WSA Bravo. Very good. All right, Frank, thanks for coming in, man. And I don't know if that rig is your best friend. I don't know. You might want to think about it seems like it's off a little bit off the frequency too, so that also has an effect on your voice. Over.
What frequency are you on?
Okay, I got you now. It's 7248.
All right, let me get down a little bit. I think I'm up in the
ceiling. That's what it is.
All right, I don't know exactly, so I may have to align it.
Yeah, okay. Them guys out there said you sound great, so I'm going to let it go, okay?
Okay,
hold on. Whiskey State 8 Bravo, is that right? Okay, you like sugar, I like steak. Okay, whiskey steak. I gotta say it in the way I can remember it. WSAB. Anyway, my neighbors, hey, good to meet you. Take care. Have a good day. KCABTR. Okay, I think he cleared out, fellas. Hey, Jim.
Yo.
Yeah, I think he just jumped on the first radio he had at his fingertips. Over.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether it's same conditions or they haven't been there or just what, but...
His name? I don't even know. I can't stand him.
Professional.
I am a professional screwball. I used to have a buddy of mine who used to go up there and screw up his audio on purpose just so he could fix it, and he didn't make it any better. Wow. That's how I feel. And if you don't like it, tough. The guy's a screwball.
Well, he does attract the crowd.
He should go up to the 7200 and fix their audio.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Not only that, you're supposed to listen before you get on the frequency and start moving your trap. He came in 1KC above me and started transmitting. Now, what kind of idiot does that? That's not very ham-like. I feel bad. I feel bad for future generation of hams.
Maybe he didn't hear you.
Maybe he doesn't even have a license. How's that?
He's got a driver's license.
Yeah, he's got one of those special licenses that lets him get to the front of the line.
Really? Is there a license to get to the front of the line?
That's it. You talked me into it, Terry. I'm going to go up there and start trouble with him.
Why don't you have him fix your audio while you're up there?
Hey, I'm going to go do that. I'll be back. You want to go listen? It'll be funny.
I'll listen.
At K2ZGW, I'm going to go up and fix my audio.
Yeah, I gotta go see if that old Al Head man just my chick.
Agent Orange, you looking for your Agent Orange check?
Y'all see it all. Agent Orange, I see like a Al. Got an Al eyes in my head, that right?
He does got an Al Head.
I see you, Jeff.
Okay. All right, we'll talk to you later. KG4BKE. My friend Jimmy, this is KCABTR. I'm going to listen for about 5 more minutes and I'm out of here.
Ooh, that had that good radio. Well, what are all these troublemakers out here for today?
That's somebody baby.
Yeah, you 5-3, 5-3 and 5-4, KG4BK, I see you. All right, KG, I mean, damn, Jimmy.
Hey, yeah, who they called you?
November 2, Victor Garb, Sierra.
November 2, Victor Garb, what's going on?
Come on, Jeff, you can talk to me.
I don't know if I'm going to get back to you.
Maybe they down, Jeff.
Okay, you are November 2, Victor Garb, right?
This is Gerald, November 2, Victor Golf Sierra, down here in central New Jersey, Tommy.
Hey, Gerald. Oh, man. I usually get you way better than this, so you know this man is shut down.
So I hope that's a little bit better for you, Glenn.
Well, this is what it is, man. Anyway. What's going on out there in New Jersey today? I heard they opened up the beaches, all the girls running around with their bikinis.
Yeah, by the end of the month, them fools be coughing and pooping and being on ventilators. They better watch themselves.
Only thing I got to say is, look, I'm on my, I think all the reason out there today, I said, look, they can, everybody can do what they want to do. I'm going to stick to my plan.
Very well. You got to think for yourself, because if you follow the leader, you're going to wind up with that Lysol drip in your arm, old.
Lysol drip. Oh, my God. Jimmy just said he was out here. You know you talking about. You follow him, you're going to have Lysol drip in your arm. Oh, my goodness. What does the world come to?
You're on your net. I ain't gonna hold it. Jeff, Sound and Juice down here in Central New Jersey. Catch you later on. I'll be back later. N2BGS is clear.
N2BGS. That's right. Gerald down there in New Jersey. Have a good day. If I mess your call sign up, it ain't my fault.
I guess it comes with age. I'll see you.
Okay. Hey, Booker, you still out there?
Yeah.
Well, would you like to have this thing? Because I'm about to go.
You going?
Yes, sir.
Well, get on out of here then.
Okay, I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Okay, man, I'll catch you a little late. I know you'll be back in here.
It won't be for quite a while. I'll see you.
Okay, then.
Three wives now so far, and I guess three divorces.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
How far are you from Washingtonville?
Washingtonville is located just a little bit south of me here, 6 or 7 miles.
Oh, really? Do you know a guy as far as N2KI?
Yeah. Tony is our local pharmacist here at the Super Stop and Stop here down the street from me.
Oh, okay. Because he's on this band every morning.
I didn't know he was on. Yeah, he used to join us once in a while on 160, Lou, years ago. Yeah, Tony, I think he had a lightning hit or something some years ago, and I believe he had repairs done or lost his Alpha 9500.
Well, that's not true, John. He did have a lightning strike, but he didn't lose any equipment. In fact, he uses it every morning.
Yeah, I think he might have gotten another one. My buddy Bob Kiowski talks to him quite frequently. Matter of fact, Bob and Richie Ball, WA2ZPX, Richie's got his Roan extension pipe to put up his Roan tower. Tony loaned him his Roan gin pole. But the bottom line is, yeah, he did have damage, and I think he got a new one.
A2B.
W2EZ.
W2QEG.
Where did you say he works? Stop and Shop?
Yeah, he is a pharmacist. He works in the pharmacy at Stop and Shop about a half a mile down the hill from me here.
Okay, yeah, I knew he was a pharmacist. Yeah, I didn't know where he worked. So.
Fort Maine, I think they're going to be able to work a lot of guys we don't hear.
So are you going to operate from that multi-multi?
Allegedly, I am. But, you know, I'll believe it when I'm invited. I've been told to consider myself invited, so if it happens, I'm going to... So I don't care whether I'm in a location in front of a computer or whether I'm up there in person. I want to do it.
So I wonder if it's going to happen on CW that they'll be able to beat the guys down here.
That's going to depend more on the team than Tri-Band does.
I wonder about the latency and, you know, all you need are little internet dropouts on CW and the message you all up.
That's already been fairly well proven.
Especially like in, you know, when the guy's weak and you're in the pileup.
Well, you got people that won from Eastport several years in a row, and they'd have the same problem set, wouldn't they? That's single op, though. You're saying that when you have 12 people sharing that network connection, you're going to have a problem.
I haven't even thought about it that deeply, but yeah, I guess that makes it worse.
I wonder what... Yeah, well, the thing is, if you have a 300 or 200 megabit per second network, I wouldn't think it would be a strain of a network as long as it's reliable.
I guess that goes under the different set of problems that Frank mentioned the other day.
Well, there's two problems. One of them is the internet. The other one is that's a harsh climate to keep a station going when you don't have anybody there, especially.
And in the wintertime, if it breaks, I mean, you're stuck and you can't even get up there.
Yep.
And you know you're going to have a snowstorm every time there's a contest.
Roger, roger. We might not even be able to gather up there. Who knows when WX3B sticks multi up? I doubt it's going to be in time for CQ Worldwide.
I think we should do the distributed field deck. Each pick a different band or something like that.
Oh, you mean where we actually combine our scores?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
You know, I think there's some thing on N1MM where you can tie it all together now.
I'm sure we can use a virtual private network somehow to do that.
You know, we can chat and stuff. It's just, you know, we're not going to really be sitting next to each other.
So am I allowed to run 1,500 watts? I probably won't do that.
If a tree falls in the forest, does anybody hear it?
I think I'm going to limit it. It doesn't make that much difference when you're running a Yankee. Everybody's going to hear you whether you're running 100 watts or 1,500. The pileup will just be bigger. Well, it's nice and cool down here now. Well, while he's been talking, I've been surfing all the different gum out products.
You still trying to get that generator to run?
Yeah, I got it to run for about 10 minutes today. I'm afraid I'm chasing my tail, though, because I may have fouled up the very parts that I replaced. I know I fouled up the fuel valve, because when I replaced it again, all of a sudden there's fuel dripping all over the place. And that was a positive.
Well, that's a bad sign.
No, it was dripping all over the place, exactly where I unscrewed the carburetor from. I didn't get fuel through there before last time. And then I started the generator up, and
after 10 minutes? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it died the way a generator dies when it runs out of fuel. You know, it keeps asking for more and more choke, and then it dies. It's like I told Swazoo, there's
the Does it have a fuel filter somewhere? Does it have a fuel filter?
I don't think so.
It could be embedded in the carburetor.
I replaced the carburetor. I got a new Chinese carburetor for like $30.
Take it back. Tell them it's gummed up.
It only had a 10-minute warranty.
Yeah, the warranty until I put that one-year-old fuel in it.
Susquehanna River, that was on a meetup hike.
I guess the meetups are all dead now.
Except for the kayaking ones. I was going to get a kayak, but it's kind of hard to go to a store. I mean, you can't go to a store now to buy one.
Well, you got to go to www.kayak.mykayak.com.
I don't think you can ship them.
Said you're welcome to come to my house and go kayak.
If I had one.
No, I've got three or four of them back here.
I do, okay.
And they come with two of them. One came with the house, two came from other people. And there's a canoe.
I'm working on my small boat trailer right now. Hey, I just got it wired up. I have my little boat going here shortly, I think maybe next week. It'll take a ride down there and put in somewhere. Just a little 12-foot boat with a 15 horse motor.
That's all I'm looking for.
Any fish back there? Any fish back there? Probably small ones.
They kind of hit her a little bit too hard, I think, too.
That's right. W2QEG.
And guess who she's voting for?
Is that correct, Oliver?
Yeah, Andrew is Tom Tango Oxy. a micro-tired old man there. Okay, there. So, back to you.
Hey, okay, real time, Tom. Well, thank you much. Stick around. We'll be back with you here shortly. And I guess it didn't do any good to turn the antenna because I'm not on that dead antenna. My minds are working today. Do we have any others on the net? Please call. Okay, nothing heard. WB4, is any eye roger?
I actually do have blueberry pancakes and bacon for dinner once in a while. It's pretty good.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. The same with the, eggs, scrambled eggs, and peppers, and whatever else, you know, for supper. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, scrambled eggs and cut up ballpark franks.
I don't know about the ballpark. I never had that, but I wouldn't mind trying it. But we'll go with the sausage.
Yeah. Sausage sometimes is a little too hot. I like the sweet. I don't like the hot sausage, but anything scrambled in eggs is pretty good.
Oh, years ago as a kid growing up used to be, the things that you want to cut and get rid of, the dandelions with the potatoes and eggs.
Yeah, man, I don't know about the dandelions, but, and I've never been a potato, fried potato man or any of that stuff in the morning. I know a lot of guys are, but that's too much, that's too many carbohydrates for me. Hey, I'll catch you tonight. I gotta go finish cutting the grass. A2VU.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, many, many years ago when things were lean, it wasn't bad. W2QEG, 73.